This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This was flat.
Like today?
Yeah.
This morning?
Yeah, like 30 minutes ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Just go under.
Okay, guys. So as you can see, no one in Austin gives a damn about this blockade. So I want to point something out to you guys. Now, Alex went viral on Twitter because he was at Barton Springs. They wouldn't let him in. Apparently, you now need a reservation. But this is the free side of Barton Springs. There's a pay side and a free side. This is the free side. It's just a part of nature, just like Vilker Park. It's a big-ass grass field where people can go. And this is the free side of Barton. And we have this huge freaking thing here. So I'm just going to, you know, public service right now. I'm sorry. But someone's got to do it. Is this a crime? I don't know. Oh, look, the lifeguards are coming. Oh, shit. Hey guys, so we're now in the free side of Barton, and did you guys see how easy that was? No face masks, no fines, no police officers, no one stopping us from doing this. Why? Because this is nature. And we, in Austin, the people who pay, the taxpayers who pay for all of these natural parks, should be able to access them. So here we are in Barton now, and as you guys can see in front of me, there's so many people in here. Why? Because nobody cares about these mandates anymore for COVID-19. Everyone knows it's ridiculous. There's no overrun hospitals here in Austin. People are not dying in the streets. And people should be able to go outside for their own personal health and experience nature. You know, guys, I've been stuck inside of my apartment for the past 3 months because of Mayor Adler's bullshit lockdown orders, and it's time to rage. America, oh, America. Look at this dog. Free America.
Where's your mask, sir? Sir, where's your mask?
Arrest him. Arrest him now. Close, but we're already inside, Mayor Adler. The clothes. We say the pubs are open.
I miss my partner.
Come on in, guys. The parks are only closed if you want them to be. Don't wear a face mask and go to your national park. Nothing. Go in there, guy. Come on, Harrison.
All right. Yeah.
Sure thing, guys.
Well, you don't need to be videoing me, though. Just saying, you don't need to be videoing me.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
She wasn't happy, but she's in the park. What am I? What is it? Hey, guys, why did y'all break in?
Seems like I'm doing it.
Awesome. Enjoy your day. Go have fun in nature. Be healthy. So, guys, you see why they just said that they did that? Because everyone else is doing it. And I want us to take this exact same mentality when it comes to face masks. If everyone stops wearing face masks, everyone else is going to stop wearing face masks. Why? Because everyone has this sheep-like mentality that they're going to follow what the mask
is doing.
All
right. The full report.
Be that domino.
Is at band.video. It needs to be shared. My video, getting the parks reopened, they have reopened them after we went down there, got 10 million views last time I checked, or more. Hers is 10 times better. She did a perfect job. I got about a C-, but I got an A for effort. San Hernandez knocked it out of the park, a grand slam, a Babe Ruth-level event, if this was baseball. Action 7 opens Barton Springs to the public. This is a microcosm of victory. Every time we take action, we have victory. But we always sit on our hands. Well, you know, it's worse than that. We sit on our thumbs and just let these criminals run rampant over us. But Savannah, I didn't tell her to do that. I said she's got to have a report on it. She tore down all the fences. Everybody was already pouring through. So there you go. And we'll tear down the New World Order. We'll tear down your robots. And we'll tear the globalist political guts out of their slimy you-know-whats. We'll be right back. Stay with us. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots. And you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
Right now, there is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. But I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people.
They came in peace.
Maybe we should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue, like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news. Maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, we're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
Said that was basically based on the town he grew up in, I guess, in North Carolina. A lot more empathy, a lot nicer people, a lot more down-to-earth folks that knew how to skin a buck or run a trot line. America was, by and large, Mayberry, RFB. But we're not anymore, are we? We're New World Order, cyberpunk nightmare dystopia. And things are getting bad real fast because we took God out of our lives, and we made ourselves God. And so that means the very worst of us are now in charge, who have no empathy, no compassion, and who actually enjoy hurting and destroying people and vandalizing civilization and giant hordes of dumbed-down Satanists, who don't even know they're Satanists, screeching and squawking and demanding total power and total control. You know, the little boy that got killed because he was white and shot multiple times in the back of the head, leftists celebrated that on Twitter. And they celebrated it as a racial attack because that's what the left has turned those, quote, minorities that are now the majority into in many cases, is hateful, venomous monsters. But the little boy we're now hearing about, because independent media reported on it back when it happened last weekend, and finally CNN and others have been shamed. But when you go to the reports, you don't see a picture of the perpetrator because you cannot show a black person killing a white person. And now the statistics the FBI does not release because it's the latest numbers were 12 to 1 black on white crime. Now, do we then say black people are inherently bad, evil, and it's their fault? No. The media encourages this. The media says it's a good thing. Black on white crime in the 40s was about even. But see, it's seen that, well, whites deserve to die because we're inherently bad. There's a story up on Infowars.com. Kindergartners learned that not hating the cops and not watching the news is white supremacy. White supremacy. And, of course, our top nuclear scientists that build our bombs are sent by the federal government to three-day training seminars where they're taught whiteness is inherently evil. Now, I want to say something that's really important here. The globalists are gaslighting everyone. The globalists are saying 2 plus 2 equals 100. They have an impossible job. And if you go to the live news headline for today's show that's perfect for you to send out to friends, family, neighbors, it says right there that the globalists and their world government plan will fail because they have an impossible job. But that doesn't mean in the process of trying to set up this post-human world that these crazies are building in their power grab, that it won't destroy the planet perhaps in the process. Much watch, must watch Friday Live, Austinites revolt against COVID lockdown, tear down barricades, and the subheadline, learn why the New World Order's post-human plan is doomed to fail. Tune into the number one information warfare transmission on Earth. And our weapon is the truth and consistency and steadfastness and determination. Total commitment. But once you research this information and find out it's true, well, you'll be committed as well, because it's the animating contest of overcoming tyranny that empowers you, not the degrading contest of laying down on your belly like a snake and groveling to the New World Order and just hoping they eat you last. We're not adapting to being slaves. We are overcoming this great test, and it's going to be great. And most of us will probably end up dying early. Most of us are already soft-killed, walking dead. It's going to get really bad and really obvious with the 6G, the 7G. You'll be bleeding out your nose or teeth falling out by the time you're 20. Cancer's all over your body. Bill Gates dancing around on TV laughing at you as your ruler. But everyone who's been in denial will be forced to admit the truth of the horror. The horror. So why did I start with a little Mars Attacks piece where CNN is the allegory of the aliens invading, and they're running around broadcasting, "Don't run, we are your friends," and people stop and try to shake their hands, and they shoot them with their ray guns, and the aliens go, because it's funny to the anti-human globalist to be doing all of this, and to have full page, you know, cover stories in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and in the Houston Chronicle and Wired Magazine, saying we don't want humans to be on the earth. We're a parasite, and we can't wait till we set up world government and have the orderly phase out of humanity. That's the official plan. Imagine if a religious group came to your door and went, "Oh, here's our brochure. We want to establish a world government with robots controlling people and then make the world so hellish that no one can even have children anymore, and then force people to give up their soul and be uploaded into a machine where they believe they'll be given eternal life." You'd call the FBI after they left your house. You'd give them some tea and cookies. You'd say, "Hey, there's a cult. You know, they're wanting to kill everybody." "Oh, but when it's Bill Gates doing it, it's a good thing. Oh, Billy boy, save us." And so it's the same thing. "Don't run, we are your friends," while they attack you. "Oh, I'm Bill Gates. I believe there's too many people. I want to have zero carbon output by humans." And the TED Talk group laughs because that means kill all the humans. But it's all their little joke with algebra. It's algebra. High school algebra means kill all the humans. And they all giggle and laugh because they know the public's going to look at that and not know what that means. It's funny to them. But here's the thing. It's just like the comic Bill Burr I played a clip of yesterday, he's like laughing, going, yeah, we need to kill 85% of the planet. They're all a bunch of dumb scum. And the people on the Netflix show are clapping. And guaranteed, half their kids are going to die of cancer before they die. Guaranteed, they're all going to have neurological disorders, but, by the time they're 50, if they're 25 right now. I mean, they're all going to have horribly painful deaths. Going to be sucked right out of them by this thing. And it's going to get worse and worse, where it's not 1 out of 10 kids with cancer, it's 1 out of 3. I mean, just murdering everyone. Just incrementally turning it up, and they're all, woo! Kill everybody! Yeah! Woo! Because their empathy has been taken out of them. So when we come back, I'm going to show you the empathy. Black Lives Matter and Antifa attacking an emergency children's hospital while little kids are inside trying to burn it down. And I'm going to show you Black Lives Matter coming to people's houses and saying, give us your money, your houses, everything. We're here. We support crime. They actually say, we support crime. And you go, why would they say that? Because there's no bottom to it. That's what the globalists have created. Zombie-like monsters that literally believe they have the moral authority of the establishment to bring everything down. Of course, they're not going to get anything once everything's destroyed. They're just being used to take down the pro-human infrastructure. But it doesn't make them any less dangerous because they're fluoridated zombies from birth. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Murdered last weekend because he was white. 5-year-old little boy. And the media, the enemy of the American people, tried to hide it. If a senseless white man had shot a little black boy in the back of the head, I would cover it and I'd say it's terrible. But it would not be all white people's fault, like what happened with George Floyd. And this is not all black people's fault. I bet money you're going to find out the individual that shot the kid was on Xanax and alcohol or something. Because almost every time I see a super senseless thing like that, or somebody kills their own kids or somebody else's kids, they're on it. Because you drink and you take Xanax, or even methamphetamine, it can put you into another world. But imagine if a little black boy riding his bike in his front yard was senselessly murdered by a crazy white person, and something like that's bound to happen sometime. There's 330 million people in this country. The country would burn because the media would say, go out and burn it. And that's how we're primed, ladies and gentlemen, that when the police wrongfully shoot somebody, which happens sometimes, there are people, too, flawed. Believe me, they don't on average want that to happen. They get in big trouble. You had 5-6 years ago cops all over the U.S. shot dead, many of them black. And CNN would be like, well, people are mad, so it's justified, because they want to get it set where they can be revolutionary. It's not going to empower black people to randomly shoot cops. Everybody knows that. But the globalists want to break the country up. So people keep saying, oh, they're going to lose with their civil war. Oh, they're going to lose contesting the election. Oh, they're going to lose having the states secede. It's meant to destroy the dollar. And Hillary came out and said, Trump is going to contest the election. And she says, if he tries to block mail-in ballots, we got to remove him. So see, they're engaged in fraud. If Trump says no, he's bad. If Trump wins, they're not going to concede. This is going to happen 80 days out. And we're at war with communist China. The globalists set China up. We're at war with the globalists and their giant kaiju monster of communism, the super state of China. And that's why coming up, I've got the big news here. The Justice Department, the Pentagon, the National Security Advisor have all come out and said, we're at war with China right now. They're trying to kill the dollar, and they're working with the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party, to hide it in plain view, goes, yeah, we're with China. Pelosi said last week, we are with China. Said on the Sunday shows, actually. So again, that's the gaslighting at this point is, they're like, yeah, we're going to get rid of the police. Yeah, we're with communist China. Yeah, we don't think America should exist. Yeah, we want the dollar to fall. All the pension funds, all the government bonds, all of it over. War in the streets, civil war, you think it's bad. It's going to be just spectacularly horrible. I mean, I can't even, I try to imagine it, and it's more than I could possibly imagine, because it's going to be such a powder keg with all the spoiled brats and devil worshippers and scum and people that don't know how to wipe their own butt. I mean, just biblical meltdown. And you know, we deserve it. So if we go that direction, you know what? That's God's will. We deserve it. If we get a reprieve and back this up and stop it, okay, but we better fix this and stop being evil. It means we better stop putting up with pedophile story time and all this and all the abortions and keeping babies alive and killing old people in the old folks' homes, and Bill Gates saying, let's kill old people. Oh, but he loves you. Here, take this shot. I mean, none of it's even hidden anymore. A eugenicist from a robber baron, Federal Reserve eugenics family, says he wants to get rid of you and your family, but he's got a shot for you, and then he's caught running the lab where it leaked out of with Fauci in more than 11 operations creating chimera COVID viruses. I mean, it's ridiculous. Let's play a few of these clips. Just hear clips in Portland, clips in Seattle, clips in Chicago of them attacking children's hospitals with the children inside crying, trying to burn them down. I mean, imagine being a zombie and you want to burn down a hospital. I mean, no one attacks hospitals. But see, no one goes and says, we're going to burn your house down. You don't know who's in it. You're like, I'm here to burn your house down. Now it's give me your house. You're like, what's going on here? Because if you get around the left and what they've created, people with no parents, on drugs, literally entitled to everything, and the media is telling them that they're the good guys, that's what our acquiescence, our weakness has created this, has created people that don't live in the real world, folks. So go ahead and start playing the clips. Here it is.
Give up your house. Get black people back their home.
Thank you.
We're sitting there comfortable as if we don't justify this neighborhood.
I used to live in this neighborhood.
But I used to live in this neighborhood. I grew up here and my family was pushed out. Yeah. And you're sitting up there having a good time with your other white friends.
Hey, you work for Amazon, don't you? Because the majority of people that live in the Central District now work for Amazon because it's an easier commute to downtown for them. Well, guess what? The guy you work for is part of the problem, too. So let's not act like you just are oblivious to because you knew about it all along and you were okay with it. But guess what? We're not. And we're bringing it to your front door. So what the are you planning to do about it?
Guy in the window is calling the cops.
I don't care.
The cops? And now we're turning the lights off because we called you a gentrifier.
That's enough. And he goes on to say, give us the house. So, obviously, folks don't know how this works. If you own a house or you have a house and the value goes up, you sell it and then you make more money and then they tear it down and build something bigger. That, you know, like in highways come in and then you get bought out. The idea that, oh, this used to be a black neighborhood and now there's people from all over that have moved in and so you need to give it to us, randomly yelling at houses. That's what the communists teach people. And then, of course, we have this other news report I didn't have time to get to. We'll play it when we come back out of Chicago, where they attacked the children's hospital. And that's what the left's created. The left has created this in the universities and the systems, this class envy, this warfare, this race war envy. And then the left lives in on top of the people they've taught to hate themselves and who've been disenfranchised by globalism. And then Trump comes in and tries to empower everybody, and he's the bad guy because the left wants to keep those disenfranchised groups of people. It's just beyond diabolical. We can fight back. Your word of mouth is king, king, king. There's some really good news, too, coming up on the other side. Share those live links and tell folks about the local stations.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen
because she's part African. And now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people. That the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are live, broadcasting worldwide.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so Millie Weaver and her husband, Gavin, had been working with people affiliated with folks in the White House, Hugh, you name it. And they interviewed former military officers and other whistleblowers, including NSA whistleblowers that are very well-known individuals. And they were making this independent film titled Shadowgate. And we'll pull the trailer up in a minute and play it for you. This just happened during the short break. They were scheduled to come on yesterday, But Millie said they were getting followed. People were breaking in on their phones. Stuff was getting taken off their computers. Well, they just got SWAT teamed. So the trailer is up on band.video. And Shadowgate is how Brennan and Clapper and Hillary and Obama are still in control of this giant network of CIA, NSA, information warfare systems that they use in foreign wars in foreign countries to brainwash the public. If you remember Obama 8 years ago, the headline in the Washington Post and other publications was, Obama legalizes using propaganda on Americans. And before Obama left, he signed several $1 billion into the Countering Misinformation and Foreign Disinformation Act. Zero Hedge wrote about it. We wrote about it. And then they started saying I was a Russian agent on the news. And you saw the rest of it was history. So this is an embedded group that tried to have a coup against Trump that built back doors, as the former technical head of NSA, William Binney, exposed to the White House and to the head of the NSA, who went and briefed Trump once he was president-elect. But they have all these back doors to still basically be in the NSA. Well, Trump's taken the security clearances away from Brennan and Clapper and others, so they can't legally do it, but they're still doing it. So Milley and Tory Moran's, who, again, has said she can't tell you where all this is, where Hillary's emails are, where all this is, or she'll get arrested. Well, they're trying to arrest her right now. So that's what I explained to listeners, folks. This isn't a game up here, okay? We're not up here telling you that we got this or we got that and we don't. I warned Millie and her husband, Gavin, who I like, but they're contractors. They do their own thing, their own shows. They contribute here. I told them, I said, this is extremely dangerous. And I said, I don't want to see any of these documents. I already know all this. It's already came out in the Vault 7 dumps, and we already know from Snowden. And I'm not touching this stuff. And I think they're heroes, like Julian Assange or like many others that have blown the whistle. But Trump needs to immediately have the Justice Department talk to Millie Weaver and these other folks, because these are real people. I mean, they interviewed former high-level NSA people, and because of the way things are going, I guess these folks told them some big secrets, folks. Some big secrets. And I was at arm's length on this because I know how dangerous it is. I said, Millie, I mean, believe me, they got General Flynn's son to come to our event in D.C., and they had a bunch of defense intelligence people there. I mean, this is a serious war inside the government. And so they thought it's the right thing to do. I think it's the right thing to do, but it's extremely dangerous. So this is how the media is controlled, and the levers of control are still in the deep state's hands. That's why I've gotten mad at Pompeo and said, you need to get control of this, or you're part of it. And he's been getting control of it, and he admits we're at war with China, and I like Pompeo overall now. I think, you know, he's been making the right moves. They know a lot of stuff we don't know, but Millie Weaver, during her live stream, just got SWAT teamed, and it's sealed. National security won't even say what. We're going to get the folks that are at another location on. They may get raided any minute. And so let's go. Okay, so let's go ahead and play the clip we have of Millie. We bleeped because there's some cussing when the feds came in. This just happened about 30 minutes ago. Here it is.
Break.
You're saying a grand jury indicted me? For what?
We're going to have two 21s out here. We have room to transport one. Can you send us a car, please? Road. Okay. I will give you all your paperwork when we get to the jail. Right now, I need you to get some shoes.
Okay.
Because we need to get moving.
Okay.
We need to get this taken care of.
Well, listen, you're not going to do that.
Okay. Guys, I don't know what's happening right now. Okay, the police have just showed up at my house, and they said that they're arresting me. They said that a grand jury indicted me for something. I have no idea what.
This is the Democrats, folks.
This is crazy. Where's my shoe? I have one shoe here.
I was told it was a SWAT team there. They must have been outside. At least they didn't do the no-knock warrant.
So we're good.
So why wasn't I given anything in the mail? Like, I have no idea what this is talking about.
So Millie's just a journalist.
Yeah, Millie.
Just like the Pentagon Papers, Daniel Ellsberg, she's not protected anymore.
Huge breaking news right now, and I'm being arrested.
Because the Democrats.
No idea.
You know about this case?
Burglary?
Yeah.
For what?
They can't say. They won't say.
They're not even saying. They're saying we're being charged.
Okay.
With burglary?
Now, is this from the grand jury or these green sheets?
Grand jury.
Are these green sheets or are they? Is this an indictment? Okay. Very good. Okay.
Calm down. This is my son right now.
All right.
Buddy.
All right, let's go. To the car. I've been more than nice. Calm to the down. Car.
I don't understand what's happening right now.
All right, so they're saying they have stolen government documents. And it's reportedly Hillary's emails, all of it. So nobody has the courage to put this stuff out. And the Justice Department's all scared of the other criminal side because the criminals will kill you. And then they use normal feds and police to go out and do their dirty work. And it's disgusting. So I was told there was a SWAT team there as well, but something's lost translation. I'm glad it wasn't a no-knock warrant like with, you know, with Roger and 25 SWAT team people and helicopters and boats. But that's what's going on here. We'll just call her. We're not going to get into her last name. She's been on the show before. Tori, you were on the live stream. You're live streaming now, and all this began to happen. I know that you guys were finished the film now, finally, today. I was told that is Shadow Gate, and obviously that's probably why this happened. Thanks for joining us. I know this is a hectic situation. Tell us why you think this is unfolding.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that we were having problems, from what I gather, Millie was having problems parsing the video together, and her internet connection was extremely slow. And so it was very difficult for her to even put it together.
Sure,
so,
obviously everything's under surveillance. So you guys were about to release this. What do you think's going on?
Well, you know, they know that we don't have possession of Hillary's emails. So this is just them trying to get information. I mean, burglary? Come on, Alex. Why would Millie commit burglary? This is insane. This is a facade. This is insane. They just came to her house, knocked. What grand jury? Who brought that up?
To be clear, you guys know where the emails are. You're exposing the holes that Brennan and Clapper left in there.
Well, yeah, and how the whole dossier is to cover up their real crimes. The dossier was a two-pronged thing. It was a weapon to use against Trump if she won, so they can round up every single patriot. And it was insurance to make sure if he did get elected that they would take him down as an asset. The dossier was completely fabricated to hide.
I understand, and you're a lady that's exposed the Kentucky election fraud, major big national stories. You've been on the inside. You don't even want to say your last name at this point, but you've been on before. I know who you are. We're going to go to break, continue with your stream, and when we come back to just to talk about, is the film, I was told it was finally ready today, is the film, obviously this is about Shadowgate, what are they so scared of in Shadowgate? Well, folks, it's on record. Obama and Brennan and Clapper still run the propaganda engines inside the CIA and NSA that allow them to have control of the media. That's how they put out the talking points. And I've been begging Trump to shut this down. And this film would expose it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with this insider. Tori, stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. I want to tell people to tune in right now. Tell them it's one.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Tehi Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Serious news, Alex Jones here back live. For a year, Millie Weaver and her husband Gavin Wentz have been working on this ShadowNet story and a film, Shadowgate. And ShadowNet is one of the tools you know about from Snowden and others, that Operation Mockingbird 2.0, where the CIA and the Deep State, the State Department, can program every major TV, radio station, newspaper. I mean, it's hiding in plain view. You can type in and pull up the old articles from 4 years ago. Obama created Ministry of Truth, Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act, 2017. We signed it in December of 2016, right before he left, but it was funding for the next year. A lot of that funding ran out about a year ago, but they're still in control of it. So they can go in and type in whatever story they want. That will then be picked up by the editors, who will then have their reporters rewrite it. Under national security. And not most reporters and newspapers don't even know about this, but if you're a big newspaper, let's say with 300 people working in it, five of them are really working for the CIA, okay? And of course I've been approached by all that, and even if you say no to it, it's just like, it just comes around you. There's, you know, the more prominent you are, there's factions, and it's all cloak and dagger. InfoWars is truly independent and has never been part of any of this. But it doesn't matter. At a certain point, you know, I get stuff from the most wild stuff you can imagine. There's a real war on the government, and it's coming to a head right now. And they talked to major, major whistleblowers. And the film was going to come out today. They wanted to get it out yesterday. They were behind. And I told them, take their time, you know, because I thought, you know, they needed to vet it and everything. And boom, she just got arrested along with her husband at their house in Ohio. So this is a big deal. So Tori, you got the floor here for the next few segments. I really appreciate you. You were working some with them and co-hosting with her a lot. You've been a guest many times. We're not even saying your last name today. I think we can figure out who you are. But give us the gestalt, the boil down of what's currently happening and how big this film is, and them calling it theft. Well, then Daniel Ellsberg didn't go to prison. Since when do whistleblowers and journalists that expose corruption and expose Obama still spying on Trump and Obama, that's who really runs it, still in control of these propaganda arms that should be dismantled, much less not in a president out of power's control? That's what all of this is about, is the illegal spying on the American people and the monitoring us and brainwashing us. So it's a multi-headed hydra here. Lay it out for us.
So when have you ever seen a grand jury come back with burglary? But let's be honest. You know Millie very well. What kind of burglary warrants a grand jury?
Well, no, clearly they're saying it's like the saying that burglary with the plumbers and Nixon. They're saying they're saying she has stolen files.
Well, I don't know what they're saying. They're not saying anything. That's the problem. And right now, while I'm talking to you, I'm trying to make sure that I can send someone there. We need to send her an attorney. We need to make sure she's covered. They're coming in for more people now, apparently, to extend it. So this is a problem.
Absolutely. But tell folks where she is, specifically the town, who picked, and then let's talk about what's in the film that's got, because obviously it has to do with the film to be released with the whole Shadowgate situation. What in the film, because I know you guys interviewed, you were involved in it, some big NSA whistleblowers.
Well, okay, so this film pretty much lays it out and lets people see things for the way they are, for how it actually is and what is really going on. I think the former contractor that actually created ShadowNet is in your neighborhood, Alex. I think he's there. It's crazy. Oh my gosh! I'm lost for words because there's nothing that they can explain this. Who is the U.S. attorney that did this? I want their name. I want to see what they've been doing and who did this. Well, under what pretense? Who put that in there? Under grand jury? Are we kidding? Who's the U.S. attorney? That's what we need to look at. Who this U.S. attorney is. Who, their name, who did it, because you know they're coming for Millie because she's got the goods. She broke it on the organized cities, on what is it called? I can't even find my words, Alex. I'm so flustered right now because it was unexpected and we knew that their internet connection was being throttled and it barely came through on my end using a drop link. So the movie hasn't even been uploaded by Millie yet. It's a good thing I seeded it myself. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Well,
I don't know what.
Again, they don't want this out. They want to make her and others Julian Assange 2.0. The trailer's been out for months. You're covering something that's a known project. You're just showing that Brennan and Clapper and Obama and Hillary are still in control of it. You guys deserve medals here. So I think they've really. Of course, they could also try to set you guys up with something else. There's no telling what they're going to pull. What do you think is going to happen next?
Well, let me tell you something, Alex. With this system, they manufacture evidence. You know how Kleinsmith pled guilty today, right? That's just the cherry on top. They can retroactively manufacture things to just paint whatever picture they want of you. That's how powerful they are. It's not only that they guide what you can see, what information you have access to, but, you know, if I have access to it, Alex, I could change your record. I can put some stuff in there from 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
No, they already planted child porn right after they sued me. They already planted child porn and then got it, had it hidden, and then said we sent them child porn. I mean, that's how heavy these people are.
Yeah, they'll plant anything just for their narrative, but I'm shocked. I am shocked. They came after her when they knew she was releasing it today, Alex. They knew that she was uploading it, Alex, and they came today. Not yesterday, today.
Well, I know that she was really flustered trying to get it out. I told her relax about it, and I asked her what was in it, and basically she just basically said the same thing you laid out here. I think they really miscalculated doing this, but again, the local grand jury doesn't know. They're being told, like you said, by some assistant U.S. attorney, whatever made-up crap, that they've been shoveled.
And that's the thing. How do we see the facts? How do they come in, you know, and how does it go?
I tell listeners this, and I see this stuff online, like, oh, Jones being dramatic. Let's say got grand juries out on me. I'm not going to get into it, but this is what's going on. This is America, okay? We're in a civil war, people. They officially in the city council budget want to blow up the police station, okay? This is a communist takeover. And people keep thinking, oh, we'll beat them. Oh, they're not that powerful. BS, folks, because we lay down. But you and Millie haven't laid down. And so now I guess you expect them to try to come arrest you now.
Yeah, I would think they'd come for Bergie first. For me, it's a little bit more difficult because they're kind of concerned of what insurance I might have. So, you know, they'll come for anyone. Alex, they might come for you, too. Do you have the link to it? Who knows? Who knows what they're going to come for? That's the way it is. They can do whatever they want. And this is, they need to know this is a Trump administration and stuff like this doesn't fly. Because this
listen, I've talked to high-level Trump people, and I try to explain it to the president. And he's like, yes, I know they've got people still inside. And I go, no, they've got back doors. Talk to William Binney. Well, he did then meet Binney after I asked him to. And I'm not trying to brag here. I'm just making these common sense connections, the former technical head of the NSA. And so Trump's tried to get – here's the problem. They built it, as you know, where it's always got holes. You have to scrap the whole system. Even if they know there's holes, they can't get rid of it. So it's designed so all these bureaucrats, what, 800,000 of them that are out of office now can still go in. Can you imagine that? They can go into your laptop. They can turn on your iPhone. They can watch you. They can plant stuff. It's unbelievable. And then they got relationships with big tech to get into all your private stuff there. And that's what you guys were exposing, correct?
Yes, and you know, people need to understand that people like Patrick Bergie and myself aren't afforded whistleblower protections because we are contractors. We're not afforded. And I remember when I saw Patrick Bergie file his complaint to the IG, I was thinking, oh, poor guy, he thinks he's protected. They do that on purpose. They do all their dirty work with contractors constantly, again and again and again.
By the way, he was in town wanting to come here and get on the show yesterday, and I was waiting for Millie. Yeah, to tell me to pull the trigger. So a lot of crazy stuff going on. Wow. So do we know where she's being held? I know the paperwork supposedly said nothing.
Well, right now I'm going to take care of her children because I'm a mother too. So I'm going to take care of her children and then focus on getting her an attorney out there. So that way, that's taken care of. I mean, they're smart, so they know not to talk. So, it's a pretty big deal. And, I'll keep you informed. I'll text you guys and tell you what's going on.
Yeah, this is a woman, a mother, a filmmaker with a good record. Everybody knows Millie Weaver, Millennium Millie. She's been doing reports for us as a contractor 8 years. And now they've been arrested in front of her children for trying to expose Brennan and Clapper and their criminal activity. It's just unbelievable.
It is. And, you know, that's the thing. When you give real news, they don't want it. All the mainstream media is corrupt. They're funded by interest. People like you and Millie, myself, all funded by the people, not by any interests. And they hate that because that's where the truth comes out. And this is the problem. She's not controlled by anyone except for her moral compass. This is why they came after Roger Stone, too, because he's a good guy. He follows a moral compass. He's loyal. Good people are always attacked. And, you know, this was very surprising to see. Very surprising to see. You know, if anything, I would have assumed that they'd, you know, try to bash the door down on Bergie. But the timing is just incredible, Alex. She was seeding the file. They were seeding the file. It's crazy.
Absolutely. Stay there. Well, they waited till she did that.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.